This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the Blue Monday podcast covering Ipswich Town since 2015. My name is Richard Woodward and you are tuned in to the live show, Portsmouth Away Edition, available every week on video and podcast audio and sometimes live. And joining me tonight to talk about a 4-0 victory is Seb Brown. Seb, how are you?
I'm so much better after that. Was it the half an hour mark? We were sat there saying it's the curse of the live show. It's always a 0-0 draw. But yeah, where did that come from? That was absolutely superb, wasn't it?
Yeah, we want to hear from you. This is the show where you guys set the agenda. So we want to hear from you. I want match reports. I want man of the match. I guess my question, and there's lots to talk about, lots to deconstruct in respect of the lineup, which we'll do in a second. This is a Dave Diamond special question. Ipswich good, Portsmouth crap, Seb, or somewhere in between?
They were rubbish, weren't they? I mean, apart from Doncaster, I think that might be the poorest side that I've seen us play this season. They were really, really poor. But we have to say, for the first half hour, 35 minutes, we were too. It was very much a nothing game, wasn't it? It was two kind of ponderous teams, no real cutting edge. And then suddenly in the second half, we came to life. So to quote the great David Diamond, it definitely was a bit of both.
Bit of both. It's worth saying, and Rob's point here, evening to Rob, that Evans in the second half in particular made a massive difference.
Man of the match. Yeah, man of the match for me. I know Chaplin's got the two key passes and the goal, but I thought Evans was absolutely superb today. And you said it, we watched it on Zoom together, and you said it, he was a big upgrade, wasn't he, on El Mazzouni from Saturday. He was chasing everything down. He was pinging balls out to the flanks. I thought he played absolutely superbly and set the tone for a really, really good second half team performance.
And it has to be said as well, and Dave's quite right to say this, and I was in the host chair on Sunday for the flagship, there's something to be said for that even keel. But there was a lot of stuff to be disappointed with on Saturday. And to Cook's credit, there have been changes either enforced or as a consequence of stuff that wasn't at his disposal on Saturday in Cambridge, which has worked tonight, hasn't it? And it's worth to giving Paul Cook some credit, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, you guys were all speaking about Burgess, and he's been out of form, and Ironside, let's be honest, a lower league level striker, did kind of school him a little bit on the weekend. So there was chat for Toto to come back in, and sometimes that's what you need. You just need a defender who's going to stand there for 90 minutes and kick everything and head everything away and clear his lines and throw himself in front of shots. I think he did it right towards the end and past the 80th minute. There was one where they got a shot off and it's Toto who's flying in to make the block. And sometimes you need that, you know, that bit of physicality, that keep it simple. And he did really, really well. Evans obviously was out on Saturday. We know now after the game because he's just become a father, came absolutely superb. And I thought Aluko, you know, he played really well tonight. I thought, to be honest, Burns would come back in. I know Aluko scored twice at the weekend, but I did expect Burns to come back in and start. And he continued where he left off on Saturday with a really, really good run of form.
He has. It's worth... Ben, hello, get in, and Seb and Rich, the Dream Team. I have to say, Ben, we've got a pretty lousy record when it comes to these live react. We did these quite a lot in the last season, and I seem to recall coming away very disappointed. So hence the introduction, by the way, if you're listening
shocked.
To this.
We're in shock. It's a nice feeling. Normally we sit here and it's been 0-0, or we've lost 3-0 away to Wimbledon or 3-0 to Northampton. So it's a very nice feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, and as Victoria said, particularly second half, liquid football. And yeah, I'm trying to remember. I mean, should we have a quick look at the lineups? Let's start to drill into some of this. Four changes tonight. We mentioned them briefly. If I do them from front to back, as it were, Sonny Aluko keeps his place on the right side of midfield, as you say. Wes Burns is on the bench. Carl Edwards, though, comes in on the left-hand side for Fraser, which I guess is not a surprise after maybe a mixed few weeks there in a position that he's openly said is not a comfortable one for him, that he's still learning. In central midfield, Lee Evans comes in for Ildris Imazuni. Imazuni had, worth just dwelling on this very briefly, you know, did okay on Saturday, but Evans definitely, Seb, an upgrade there.
A level up, both physically and I guess experience. And yeah, he made the difference tonight. That spine of the team, like the chap said in the comments, was really, really strong tonight.
And Burgess, form iffy as well. And Nsiala comes in for him. And Hladke, we talked about his form also. Walton now fit, and he comes in too. Your thoughts on that, Seb?
I think as soon as Walton was fit, regardless when it would have been, he'd have been back in. He's clearly the number one. You know, he's Cook's number one choice for the goalkeeping position. We signed him right at the end of the window, and he's played that much. He's had that much experience in the Championship with Blackburn and stuff. He would have been coming in back in sooner rather than later. Hladke's done okay the last few weeks. I guess if he'd have dropped him before Saturday, you could argue it was harsh. He's kept a couple of clean sheets and looked more assured. But on Saturday, I think potentially for both goals, was he at fault? Maybe slow to come out for the first one, and the second one, he needs to be stronger, doesn't he, with the block from the corner. So no surprise to see Walton come back in, and I think he'll be pretty much the number one for the rest of the season now.
Yeah, just prior to the match, I was tweeting some stuff out because there was a stat that in the entire 92, we are in the top 10 for fewest chances conceded, but yet we concede a lot of goals. It turns out that the XGA, as in the expected goals against that we concede, isn't particularly bad, actually. We're probably amongst the better teams in the division for not giving the opposition top quality chances to snaffle away. And actually, what we are very poor at is saves percentage. So 50% of the shots we face, we save, which means 50% we don't, which means they need to go off target, otherwise they're going in. And that has, I think, played into the narrative of the last few weeks. So, as you say, no real surprise that Walton comes in. Lots of comments along these lines, evening to Tom. Edmondson superb, better on the left of the two centre-backs. Joe, evening to Joe, Team Blue Monday. Mick Mills delighted with Edmondson and Danasian. Is he our new left-sided centre-back, sir?
Burgess is quite badly out of form, and like we said earlier, he was schooled on Sunday, so there's no reason why Edmondson and Nsiala can't look to make a partnership now. You know, I think Nsiala deserved to come back in. He started the first game of the season alongside Wolfenden, picked up the injury, which he has a tendency to do at the start of season, so I'm pleased for him. And I guess Wolfenden and Burgess will get a go against Oldham in the FA Cup.
Let's just drill into some of the action as well. Worth saying as well that we see the thumbs up over on Facebook, evening to Frankie over there, even to Barles as well, Barles Barley. So thank you for the thumbs up. Do give us a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube, and that only boosts us up the algorithm, which is always good. But Paul's point here, we were poor. Both teams were pretty poor for the first 20 minutes or so. I mean, we're slightly nervous to start with. Walton is charged into by Curtis, which is a recurring theme throughout this game, actually, though, for the other end of the field. There's an effort for Chaplin. There's a header over from Bonn. pretty feisty as well, Seb. There was a yellow card for Curtis.
Challenges were flying in. They were up for it, weren't they? There were two early bookings for Curtis and for Barnes. They were definitely up for it in the opening stages. And we sat there watching it, and it was a nothing game. I guess the conditions didn't help. It looked like it was absolutely blowing a gale there. But for the first 30-35 minutes, there was very little in the game, wasn't it? It wasn't a great spectacle, let's be honest.
No, and Walton is again charged down on 20 by Marquis. Enciala has a moment where the ball slips underneath his boots and is saved by Edmondson, who then gets a pretty silly yellow card for a foul on Curtis. Harness his free kick, deflected just wide. 32, I've made a note. I saw Francis Jeffers on the sideline, Seb. Someone joined the
support
Paul Cook,
for the manager.
And it was Francis Jeffers, though not to be seen for the rest of the match. And then 41, we talked about keepers. But it's a shocker.
He's had a shocker, isn't he? Yeah.
And there's I love this as well. Gavin Bazuno on loan from Manchester City. And no context, ITFC on Twitter tweeted out the quotes that he gave in the summer of signing for Pompey, that apparently he turned down a move to Ipswich because of the style of play, and said this is an absolute shocker, but Macaulay Bonn, the wrong person to do this again.
Of course, yeah. You know, you would have think they would have watched videos on Bonn and know what he does. He'll close down and pressurise. And the guy's under no pressure, is he? When the ball's played back to him, there's no real panic. He sort of tries to get it onto his left foot. I don't know if he's trying to pick out the left back or the left winger. And then for whatever reason, he hesitates, and Bonn is not the kind of person that you want nipping around your heels in that scenario, is there? He does brilliantly to get the foot in, takes it to the byline. And then what I like is the composure. You know, he drags it back a little bit, waits for the keeper to commit and dive in, and then on his left foot just absolutely buries it into the net. So yeah, superb finish. I've seen it described on Twitter as Marcus Stewart-esque away at Bolton all those years ago, which I'm not entirely sure you can make that comparison given we're in League One, and it was an absolute gift. But no, a great goal and a goal that was very much needed, because up until that point, nothing had really happened, has it? And delighted for Bonn, you know, that's now 10 goals for the season. And please, God, let's hope we sign him.
Kisses the badge. Thank you for the thumbs up, Simon. Appreciate that. Do want to hear from you guys. Give us, we'll go through the comments as we get them. Any questions, any observations, any thoughts for Fleetwood on Saturday as well? If anyone's paying attention to Paul Cook's post-match, I'm assuming there will be some feisty comments in there, so we'd be interested to hear those as well. We will keep going through the action though. And your thoughts at halftime, Seb? I guess the goal hadn't really been coming, and I guess all of us are likely to be thinking, when are we going to let Pompey back into this? But, you know, we didn't make the mistake of conceding before halftime.
No, that was crucial. What was your thoughts? We scored so close to half time. I joked with you on the call. I said, right, just keep it tight now till half time. There was about a minute left to go, and we know how bad we are at the moment. When we go ahead in games, we seem so vulnerable and so open to attack. So getting to half time was absolutely crucial, albeit for a couple of minutes. And I guess it really set the tone for Cook's half time talk. But it was a goal that was very much needed in the game. You know, I couldn't see where a goal was going to come from either side up until that point. So I guess the fact it was an absolute howler was maybe a bit befitting for the kind of game it was in those first 43 to 44 minutes.
In tricky conditions, yeah. And just g'day to our friends down in Australia, by the way. I love this.
I always get so jealous when the guys dial in from Australia. I think how lovely it must be down there, and they're waking up to beautiful sunshine and weather. And, well, I'm sat up here in Cheshire in the rain and the wind.
And Michael sorted out his photo. I don't, Michael, though. You've fallen at the first hurdle and called Chaplin. We're thinking Lee Chapman there, back in the 90s there. But good to have you with us, Michael, as always, as well. And again, we joked just before the second half kicked off, Seb, that wouldn't it be great if we had a really boring, non-eventful second half?
Paul Cook doesn't do that. He doesn't shut up shop.
And to be fair to Paul Cook, and he said this again, it's Cambridge. It's not my style, as you say. I'm going to go for three more goals. And we started the second half fantastically well, didn't we? Really sensed that Pompey were a little bit nervous. It's worth just flashing up here this three at the back situation for them. I don't think it really worked for them. You know, you've got the two combative midfielders there in Morel that we know of, Ipswich-born, Ryan Tunnicliffe, ex-Loney. I just don't think they got their best players into the game. And Harness frustrated, Curtis frustrated as well. Marquis Harley got a sniff and he would be subbed later on. The system really didn't work for them, did it? And, you know, the second goal is 53 minutes. Evans, who we've been giving all kinds of praise, but Danassi and Seb here. This is a lovely cross, isn't it? Lovely move. Plenty of space, though.
Yeah, superb. Chaplin. Yeah, superb, wasn't it? Lovely, lovely low cross in from Danasian. Evan picks him out on the wing. Lovely low cross from Danasian. And Chaplin, it's just class, isn't it? Takes it in his stride and just strokes the ball into the corner. It was a really, really great finish. And just what was needed, because, you know, how many times this season have we sat there and, you know, we start well for 10 minutes, like we did at Cambridge, I guess, in the second half. You play okay for a bit and then we concede a couple of chances and the inevitable goal happens and our heads kind of drop. So it was absolutely crucial to get that second goal and a really, really classy goal it was. I'm really happy for Danasian as well. You know, he's come into the side. Obviously, he's KVY at the start of the season was the nailed on right back. Danasian's come in. He's got, well, we'll come on to it in a minute, but he's got two assists tonight, looking solid in defence. And I guess that shows how effective the fullback bombing on system can be. But a lovely goal, just class from Chaplin, just stroked into the bottom corner. Lovely, really lovely, nice. Lovely finish. Yeah, lovely finish.
And a low key celebration. I think, did we put those in room 101?
I think you apply for it once?
I think I tried. I need to check.
It's hard
back.
To tell some of the nonsense you come up with, so it's hard to it's hard to follow.
Have a look at the league table. Andy, I think this is the message I've seen so far that sums up the evening. Capitulate to a poor Cambridge team and then go and stuff Pompey, absolute peak Ipswich. I think
and now we'll draw 1-0 with Fleetwood on Saturday, won't we? Don't say that.
Oh man. And Tige as well. Evening Tige. That second half was superb. First was gritty. Nick the all-important goal to set us up. And it's an interesting point after Tige. If that goal goes to Pompey, it did feel, and I tweeted this, or I messaged this, I think, in the WhatsApp group, it did feel like two pretty poor teams early on. Paul Westlake mentioned the 20 minutes. It did look like we might cancel each other out in terms of crapness.
Yeah. Well,
that first goal really important, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were absolutely gifted the first goal. And then what's lovely is that after halftime, we took full advantage. You know, I guess they could sense the Pompey were on the ropes a little bit. They're in awful form. Is it one win in 12 now or something? Some real, real pressure building on the Cowleys. And for once, we actually capitalised and properly went for them. And once we got that second goal, you know, you were kind of hoping that the floodgates would open. And shortly enough, they did just soon after to the Luco.
And EJ thinking Peter Reid, who was there tonight.
Yeah, he was there tonight, wasn't he? We saw him pre-match, and I'm guessing he sat up in the director's box taking a broader overview of it. And hopefully, if he's, whatever magic touch he's bought tonight, he can bring on Saturday as well.
Nathan, love waking up to a win. The difference between waking up to a throwing a two-goal lead away and then scoring a 4-0 away at Pompey, yeah. I think we're all feeling that, to be fair. And we were there live and wide awake for it. Just worth drilling through, because we've got plenty of comments, so let's focus on those. Any questions, observations, get those in. We will come to those very shortly. I'm just going to go through the action, really. We talked about the second goal. And again, Seb, 58 minutes, the keeper, really questionable here. But again, the system that Portsmouth were playing really, I don't think, suited them. And lots of space afforded to Chaplin. Dashes through and break, you know, effectively two lines. Yep. The midfield's there. The defence isn't there. And Aluko in all kinds of space this time, and keeper.
Yeah, another absolute howler, isn't it? You know, Aluko gets the shot off, and then it hits his elbow as he's going down, doesn't it? Which takes some of the sting out of the shot, and then it just ever so slowly looks to cross the goal line. And at that point, I think we're all thinking happy days. You mentioned Chaplin there, and we must mention him. You know, that was really, really good play in the number 10 position. We were struggling at the start of the season. We tried Fraser in that role. Selena came in and tried it, but I think Chaplin, based on the last three, four games, has potentially made that spot his own now, because he's really, really looking sharp in that role. He's a great link, isn't he? He can drop deep and pick it off the two central midfielders, and he's a natural link for breaking the lines in support of Bond. So he seems to have really made that role his own at the moment.
Yep. And I was unsure about him. I didn't think necessarily... He's one of those players that's quite frustrating, because when he gets on the ball and he actually does stuff, do you know what I mean? Like, you might not see him for quite a while. The game kind of... In that number 10 position for us at the moment, in the way under Cook system, you do, the number 10 does sometimes disappear out of the game. And similar with Bond at the moment as well. You know, you will, the game just pass them by. But suddenly, once they click into gear, they're really dangerous, aren't they?
And they can move the ball quickly, can't they? The three behind the front can move the ball very, very quickly. And what I like about Chaplin is he always seems to play with intent. So, you know, he'll pick the ball up and he's looking to drive forward and bring others into play. And yeah, I think he played really, really well. And I'm pleased for him, because he started the season. He played in the number 10 on the first day of the season, didn't he? Then he gets injured. We didn't see him for, three, 4 weeks, maybe a month or so. And now he's back in and really looks to have made that number 10 his own.
Paul Westlake here. When did you think we would see it out? It wasn't until after the Luka goal. I think
it was when we were falling up in the 86th minute that I thought we might actually do it.
I'm feeling similar there, to be fair with you, Paul. 63 minutes, some substitutions made Edwards comes, is taken off for Burns.
Sensible.
Your thoughts on Edwards
tonight? Yeah, sensible. We did okay, didn't he? I guess the thing with Edwards at the moment, we're not seeing any kind of end product. He did what he did. He's good at running with the ball. He moves the ball up the pitch quickly, but he is coming back from an injury. So perfectly sensible to take him off and give him a bit of a rest after he's played half an hour or so.
And as I mentioned, Marquis is also subbed at that point, having not really had a huge amount of opportunity to contribute. And there's booze there. It's David Hurst's son, I believe, who was brought on, if Brenner Woolley's commentary is to be believed. And that's a blast of the past from anyone who enjoyed coming, growing up during the 90s and watching the early Premier League era Sheffield Wednesday striker. 69, Bonds after the keeper again, almost forces a mistake. 74, Burns, run and shot. Well dealt with at the near post this time. But a minute later, Seb, it is going to be 4.
And again, it's a sign for your, you know, you saying their system wasn't working, because how much space did Danasian have down that side? You know, they subbed the left centre back that went off just beforehand. I think he went off and Oligar came on. Whatever reason, they didn't get to grips with where he's meant to be in terms of positioning. And Danasian is in so much space, isn't he? And just rolls the ball into Burns, who side foots home. It was another great goal. And again, us exploiting their weaknesses at the back and being ruthless in possession.
Yeah, it was Sean Williams who went off, and it was Connor Ogilvy. I was enjoying your pronunciation there.
What did I say?
Ogilvar or something. It was very foreign sounding. Yeah, very, you know, elaborate. I think he's English and from somewhere, ex-Gillingham. Okay. But Ogilvy it is. You're right. And a nice move, nice build up from Ipswich, but just afforded so much time and space. And it's a nice finish for Burns, and it's 4-0. And
at that point, we started to feel confident, didn't we?
Oh,
and we thought we might actually do this.
Professional performance as well. Start to see it out. Harper is
brought
on for Chapman.
What's crucial, just before that goal, there was a bit where Pompey were breaking, and Evans tracked back superbly, nicked the ball, didn't he? Right in front of the defence, won the ball back and started the next flowing move. And that just showed how well he played in the second half.
Yeah, there's a sight on 78. Brown blasts a free kick, short free kick, just wide. And Walton, who's had precious little to do, is very upset because everyone's a little bit slow on the uptake. Another effort for Hurst down the right. Walton makes a save.
Decent save, wasn't it, from Hurst, though?
Yeah.
We spent all season saying, you know, we want our goalkeepers to be making saves, and that was a decent one, I thought.
Yeah, there's definitely a higher than a 50% percentage save rate this evening, for once. 82, Burns is off and down the left. Bonds totally in, Acres on the right. Not really pick him up quickly enough. And whilst the ball does get to Bond, his shot is probably straightforward for the keeper. Selina comes on for Luko. Low corner saved by Walton. Walton has a shot on 86 with the wind behind him. And that is your lot, Seb. And yeah.
What a win.
Surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah, an absolutely superb win. What a brilliant win. The clean sheet, I think, will do them the world of good. Really pleased with the ones that came into the team. And now let's please have some momentum and some consistency, because this is where we normally let ourselves down a little bit. You know, if we can now go and beat Fleetwood, then you're talking 7 points from a three-game week. And there's no reason we can't go on a run now. And hopefully this can be the start of something really, really special, especially with some of the games we've got coming up. You know, Plymouth away at the end of next week, then it's Wickham, and then we've got Sunderland on the horizon. It's absolutely crucial. Now we use this as a proper springboard and look to really, really make strides up the table.
Yeah, let's have a rattle through some of the comments here. Rob, Peter Reid, clearly the new Liam Richardson, hopefully. Rob D, Enciala is the Messiah. Enciala didn't really, apart from that little lapse in the first half where the ball went under his foot, didn't really put much wrong, did he?
No, he does the basics, doesn't he? He does what you need to do sometimes. Head it, kick it, and throw yourself in front of all the shots. You know what you're going to get with Toto these days.
Yep. Jack, I saw this comment and I was thinking similar, Jack. Is there an argument that Aluka could be our best signing? Free transfer on a permanent deal. Is it worth giving him another year if he keeps this up? 3 goals now in 2 matches.
Well, I don't think any of us really expected anything when he came in, did we? It was a signing out of the blue, and then he clearly wasn't fit in that. Was it the Newport game or the first game of the Pizza Cup? He clearly wasn't fit in the performance. But yeah, I mean, he's done really, really well, and he's just got that bit of nous, hasn't he? He's experienced. He's played further up the pyramid, so he's got that bit of experience. And absolutely, if he keeps doing well, there's no reason why they won't trigger the extension, which I assume he's got in his contract.
Yep. Marius.
And also what's great, sorry, just going back to that one very quickly. What's great as well is in the past, when a player like Burns would be our superstar and drops out, we noticeably suffer when the replacement comes in. This year, we're able to take somebody like Burns out. Aluko can come in, hit the ground running, 3 goals in 2 games, and the team doesn't suffer, which is great.
Yeah, so Ben made that comment. Ben Reid here, starting to like the forward rotation early doors in the chat. It's a really valid point, isn't it? And Edwards coming in tonight as well. Selina off the bench. I mean, we've been talking up this abundance of riches that Paul Cook has got. When the system clicks, when the team is confident, you get results like tonight. And sometimes you don't even need to play those star players, as you say. It does frustrate you that we aren't quite necessarily there yet. You know, I'm looking at the league table, which I'll put up towards the end. We'll do a bit of a roundup. And, you know, there's improvement there, and we've not lost, as Paul Cook rightly said on Saturday, we haven't lost in quite a while now.
Well, it's 8 now. It's only 1 defeat in 8 now, isn't it? So if you include the Pizza Cup. So
yeah, so it's, you're just kind of a bit frustrated that it's taken us a bit of time there. But we, you know, on the flip side, always going to take time to click, et cetera, but as you say, abundance of riches there. Marius's comment. Now, Marius, I kept thinking they're leaving it very late to screw this up. Great result. Yeah, Marius, I have a similar sentiment from you. Michael, back again, morning, all from Brisbane. Thought Chaplin played well, almost 2 up front with him in the side. Yeah, thoughts on that, Seb?
Yeah, I think he's played the role a couple of times. He's sort of been playing up front in the past and stuff, but he does really, really get well in support. I guess in the first few games of the season, the number 10 wasn't really supporting the striker, whether Bomb was looking isolated in a few games or Piggott when he was starting. So it's great that Chaplin has that natural reaction to get in the box and support him. And obviously that paid off with the goal tonight.
G'day to Ben as well. Another Aussie. Finally made it to a live show. Great to have you with us. What a great game that was. Very good morning indeed. Yes, yeah, set you up well for the day ahead. And we'll be having nice dreams of 4-0s and playoffs. No, dare I say the P word. Oh, I've said it now. It's too late. Edmondson. Hello, Josh. Edmondson is previously said he prefers playing on the left, Seb.
Okay, then ideally, he was brilliant in the role, wasn't he? So if he's done it before and he prefers playing there, then happy days.
Yep. And the good thing about him being on the left is you've got NCR or you've got Wolfenden. You know, there's suddenly abundance of options at centre back as well. It's suddenly looking very positive, isn't it? Flynn, keeper was poor for them. Yeah, we mentioned him. Man City loanee.
Absolute howler, wasn't it? You know, the first one's bad enough, and the second one, the third one, where he gets his elbow to a Luko shot, and he just didn't instill confidence all game, did he? Every time the ball was played back to him, I guess the conditions maybe didn't help, but every time that ball went back to him, you know, everyone was expecting something to happen, and he's had an absolute shocker. Is he their number one? I know he's wearing the number one shirt. Is he their first choice keeper for the season? Do we know, or is he?
Let me check on that one whilst you talk to us about Rob's point here. We actually look fit for the full 90. So loads of energy.
Yeah, we did. We've noticeably been dropping and tiring in recent games, which I guess explains why we've thrown away so many leads throughout the season. But we did. We were still hustling and bustling towards the end. And when you can bring on the quality of subs that we could, the likes of, you know, Selina coming on and Burns coming on, when you could bring on that kind of quality, then you can naturally look to kill teams.
So I think the keeper, Bazuno, is the first choice. He's played... Okay. 12.
Maybe not on Saturday. Maybe not on Saturday.
Yeah, so it's Alex Bass is the other option they've got there. So, yeah, we'll see. Danny Cowley, quick word on him. Not looking good there, is it?
Big, yeah, and a lot of pressure now, isn't he? You know, there was, I guess it was, we were to when Lambert left and Cook came in, we were looking at the Cowleys as well, potentially as an option, but it's just not really worked there for them, has it? They went on a brilliant run when they first took over, I think. It was exactly opposite of us, wasn't it? Yeah, they took over and did really, really well, and they fell away just before the end of the season, and Cook obviously struggled with us last season, but this year, yeah, now one win in 12, was it before tonight? So is that one win in 13 now? I mean, their fans were booing, weren't they? Apparently there were chants of this is embarrassing. The stadium seemed to noticeably empty after the third goal when Aluko scored, so if they don't turn it around quite quickly. But it's strange, isn't it? Because they battered Sunderland. Was it 4-0 like 2 weeks ago? So I guess that shows League One what it can be like. But if they don't start getting some momentum and some form, then they won't be long for that role, surely.
Yeah, and there's a couple of other managers in similar situations as well.
They'll get Harry back, won't they, to the end of the season? Redknapp will go back there to the end of the season.
Down to the bare bones. Rob, feared the worst for us when I saw the wind and the rain. Didn't look like the sort of game we'd be up for. But that was... some performance, 4 points from 2, just not how I'd expect we'd get them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you said at 2:55 on Saturday, one game will be 2-2 and one game will be 4-0, I think 90% of us would have said the Cambridge will be the battering and we'll get a point away at Pompey in midweek.
Yeah, and your thoughts on Rob's point about the conditions, because that is sometimes a challenge and you kind of think, do we like it up us?
Are we up for it? Yeah, it's been a leveler in the past, sort of knocked against us, you know, when we go up north on a cold and windy day. And
we've done Portsmouth, it does get blustery and windy.
Yeah, biblical rain and wind and stuff. So you maybe think that's a bit of a leveler, but no, they reacted superbly, didn't they?
No, Flynn, front three with class today. They did what they had to do. Evans looks like a completely different player next to Morsey.
Yeah, that's going to be that's what Cook wants. You know, Evans is one of his generals. They both aren't. They're both his generals from previous clubs. They know what Cook expects of them. They know what they know what the players around them are meant to do. They know what they're meant to do. And maybe that a bit of pressure has been taken off Evans. You know, he comes in as the captain and he's the sort of the senior one of the central midfield too. And when it was Harper there, you know, was Harper's positional discipline that good compared to Morsey? So I think he's had a big weight lifted off him with his mate coming in alongside him. And they will be the preferred two for the foreseeable, I think.
Yes. And we must continue our congratulations to Lee Evans and his partner for the birth of their child. And great to have him back as well.
Absolutely. And also commiserations to Joe Piggott, obviously, as well, for the loss of his father.
Yeah. And he wasn't on the bench either tonight. So we definitely send our best to him as well.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Whether you need a VPN to protect your world online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Oh, Dave, good. 5 wins in last 8 in all comp, 14 points from last 7 league matches. What are you saying, Dave? What are you saying?
Four
playoffs. Is it happening? Evening to Seabass. I predicted 4 for us in the wrong game. Evening all. Eric, do the voice, Rich. What do I need to say? How do you like me now, eh? How do you like me now?
Are you predicting what his post-match will
be? The post-match on Suffolk with the Brenner. I nearly swore then. Jack, evening to Jack Messenger. Probably the best we've seen someone playing the 10 from Chaplin tonight. Yeah, it seemed to work, didn't it?
Yeah, super. Played really, really well.
And to the new guidance point, now everyone can get off Cook's back. Well,
if you can argue 7 points from, you know, 7 points out of the last 14, 1 loss in 8 in all competitions, we're moving in the right direction. Look, we're all frustrated and we all want it to work because, you know, we've never had a summer like it. We're so excited for this season. And I guess being Ipswich fans and suffering as we have, I guess as things start to go wrong, we naturally maybe exaggerate things and blow things a little bit out of proportion. But there is no question in my mind he's underperformed last season and this season so far. But we all want him to do well because if he does, then you know we're going to be in the playoffs and challenging at the top.
And let's not pretend that the questions that we were asking after Saturday are not questions we've been asking throughout the entirety of the season. Now, tonight, there's been some I think Cook has gone a long way to addressing some of those with the team selection, particularly. I do think there's something about the wider context of the match tonight in respect of the opposition. So, you know, to the new guidance point, we need to give Paul credit just as much as we question sometimes. But the real quiz to me is what happens on Saturday against Fleetwood?
Yeah,
what happens against Wickham? What happens against Plymouth? Do you see what I mean? So I get that that's quite a fickle way of thinking things, the new Gardner. But we can only deal with the situation that we've got presented to us right at this moment. And that's the kind of the curse of the situation we have to be. We can't really talk in with you know, hindsight of the last few weeks. We have to kind of deal with the match we have him. But we all want, as Seb said, we all want Paul Cook to be successful here at Ipswich. And things are definitely moving in the right direction. And certainly tonight continues that. Paul Westlake banging the drum for the Janoi Danassian fan club, which I'm definitely a member of. Movement for Chaplin and Burns goals is all down to Danassian overlapping. Definitely the unsung hero of the team for me at the moment. You agree with that, Seb?
Yeah, because it's part of his game in the past. You know, we know what, when Danassian came back into the side, we kind of assumed it's because Kane Vincent Young was getting caught out time and time again with long balls in behind, wasn't he? So Danassian naturally gives you that deeper cover. And I guess a part of his game that you kind of accept is the trade-off is the fact he's not going to get forward as much and he's not going to be delivering in the final third. But tonight, superb. Couple of runs, superb. Two assists. And yeah, I mean, he's out of contract in the summer. But I guess if he continues this kind of form, then they'll be talking about extending it. And imagine if you just said at the start of the summer, the one player, I guess NCR as well, but potentially the player who will be having the best run in the side and keeping Vincent Young out is Danassian. We'd all have said you're absolutely crazy, wouldn't we?
And what a message for everyone in life. You know, you get your head down and you work hard, you get to play right back for Ipswich Town. And that's what we all dream of. Thank you to our friends on Facebook. There are some likes from Brian Dean, not that one. Mike, evening to Mike, Turbo the Sailor. And Robert, thank you for the thumbs up on Facebook. Do give us a thumbs up if you're on YouTube as well. We will batter through these. Is that the right word? No, we will rattle through these comments. I'm careful with that language.
He's had a beer.
I haven't, actually. I wish I had. Okay. Biles makes a very stark comment. How much do we really think Bod will go for? He needs to stop scoring, Biles. Maybe the last couple of weeks in December, he can have a bit of a fallow patch, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, every time he scores, it's another 100 grand going on the price. They paid 2 million to Charlton, didn't they? And he's got a year and an option left. So if we want to secure him, it's going to be £2.5 million, I would imagine. But, you know, if we get to December and he's on 15 goals, just find a way to make it happen.
Find a way. Stop it, McCauley. Stop it right now. Curtis James Adey, thank you for the thumbs up as well. I see you too. Sam, g'day from Brizzy. This is the Australian takeover and I'm loving it. G'day from Sydney, from Stuart. Always great start the day with a win. Onwards and upwards. Loving this. The positive.
Have we found the country for the Blue Monday live show?
We are going to, we need someone from Perth, and then we've got all four of the biggies to bid for where we go. I was going to say somewhere in the middle, but no, do not like that. Chapman's starting to look good, says Eric Clacton. Everyone's joining us late. We love it. Welcome. You are all welcome. We will go on for a bit longer. We'll go through comments. We also want to hear views about Fleetwood. And while I'm here, worth just plugging some bits and pieces that we've got coming up. Firstly, can I put up, here's our website link. We have a website, bluemondayitfc.co.uk. All the stuff you need to find us, our socials, our videos, our audios, all of that stuff is there. The links to donate to the channel to support if you want to do that. We'd really appreciate that. But obviously no commitment. We love doing this and we'll always do it for free. So bluemondayitfc.co.uk, you can find us there. Also some exciting sponsorship news coming up, which I won't go too much into, but you'll find out in the next few days. Keeping my fingers crossed that some stuff happens there, getting those deals across the line. But we'll be back on Friday morning. We are doing the pre-match show pre-recorded this week, and we will be putting that out Friday morning for all the insight you need, all Seb's hard work, along with Craig and a special guest on Thursday. I'm having recording Thursday. I'm having a week off because I need to give someone some hope to win Football Room 101, and then the flagship show will be back on Monday morning as always to go through Fleetwood after the fact as well. Let's get back to these comments. Evening MW, what a win. Hear, hear. Sam Marsh, Danasin absolutely owned that wing. I think he had a hand in three of the four goals. I think you're probably right. And
yeah, definitely two assists, and he was involved in one of them as well, wasn't he? So yeah, absolutely superb night for him.
Michael, come on, Ipswich Oz fans, let's hear from... Is there an Australian fan club, Ipswich supporters group? If there isn't, get it happening, guys. Get it happening. Rando, 1-2-3. Harness missing that chance early on was the game-changing moment. Yeah, it's a pretty fair comment there, Seb. Really presents an opportunity, 15 minutes.
Yeah, he should have hit the target, shouldn't he? It was the one that went just past the post. And I guess if that goes in, it's a very, very different game considering how our mental fragility might have come to the forefront. But yeah, it was a big miss and thankfully it went our way.
ADRAHC did tell you Pompey was a poor side. It's going to be the same after the Donny game. There you go. Get him on the pre-match show. Richard Lee, is Chaplin finally nailing down that 10 position?
Yes, I think so. I think so, yeah.
Bars, Toto and Danasin, her signings. There you go. Paul Hurst still making contributions even three, 4 years after. Gary, Cowley got it wrong against us off scouting us home and taking it. Yeah, it's interesting. And could hear the crowd turn quickly. Town fans need to take notes, says David W. Evening to David. Really fair point. And to be fair, I think the Town crowd, I think even Paul Cooker said this, have been fairly supportive of the team, haven't they? But Pompey fans really not enjoying it. And as much as that atmosphere is quite fearsome and difficult as an away supporter, when they're not with you, that is a challenge, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, if that crowd turns against you as a home side, it must be quite intimidating to play there. And it noticeably did, didn't it? You know, the chants coming from the crowd and the sarcastic claps and cheers and people walking out and stuff. It's got to affect their players.
Eric Hitchmode, not enjoyed an evening that much since the Coventry Conference 99. What about the gift that we got you, Eric? Should have seen that. Nathan, interesting that Fraser was dropped from the squad. Looks like Wolfie is fourth choice.
I see. Apparently, there's some stuff on Facebook about Fraser, on Twitter about Fraser having ice on his leg when he at the end of the game on Saturday. So that might be potentially just maybe a knock. And I guess Wolfenden, yeah, I guess he is the fourth choice. That seems harsh. You know, he had all those. I thought he started the season quite well when he moved to the right hand side, and he had the defensive stats were supporting his performances. But he's going to have to wait now. He'll get a game against Colu, and he'll get a game against Oldham in quick succession. But that's going to have to be his role for now, I guess.
Evening to Pete. Coincidence that Fraser misses out and we win comfortably? Played two natural inside wide players and an attacking number 10 and look great. I'm a big fan of a big Fraser fan, but as Chaplin now our starting number 10. I think we agree with the latter bit. And to that point then, said, where does Fraser fit in? Because his preference is a left-sided number 8, as he said.
Yeah, I assumed he played as a number 10 when he joined us in the summer. Then you look at the heat map and he's kind of out on the wing a little bit, but he came out, didn't he, after the Shrewsbury game? And he said, no, I like to play as a left on an 8 in a midfield 3. So, you know, I do like Fraser. He always looks to make things happen, and he's got sort of composure and a bit of class about him. But if you want out-and-out pace and direct running, then you definitely every day that we're going to have Burns on the right, Edwards on the left, aren't you? Because they will just tear fullbacks to pieces.
Yeah. Dave, Gort, back. Dave is like, he's just threading through these insights and we will struggle against more agricultural teams in quotes, but we will outplay more footballing sides. I don't know if that's a question or an observation, but a lot of us have thought that might be the case, Dave. And is that your thoughts, Seb?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, tonight's the first time we've played one of the so-called big boys. I guess we had Sheffield Wednesday, didn't we, at home? But this was our first kind of test against one of the big boys and a footballing side. And yeah, we tore them to pieces. And the test will be now against the likes of Fleetwood and stuff on the weekend. You know, are we going to go back into our shell a little bit, or are we going to look to really put teams to the sword?
Go for it.
Because we struggled, didn't we? You know, we went to Accrington away and we struggled and fell apart. And I guess you would describe them as agricultural. So it's important now we get this momentum really, really going.
Fleetwood lost to Burton tonight, 1-0 at home.
Well, that's good because they'd only lost 1 in 10, I think. So that's encouraging, I guess.
Yeah, so Fleetwood's form, not great. They are just outside the relegation zone now, actually. 20th. I'll put the league table up towards the end. So, yeah, no reason to fear going into that game on Saturday. Will, we need to thank Will, everyone. Evening, first game I haven't watched this season. Big mistake. Will, we'll all pay you to not watch the rest of the season. No, we're joking. Great to have you with us as well. Harrison, though, this was my second game of the season. My first was Doncaster. So, Harrison, we need you and Will to meet up and agree what we're going to do. Skip, welcome back, Skip. Lovely to have you with us. Clean sheet, so important for confidence, Seb.
massively and delighted for the two that came back in for Walton. You know, Walton came in and conceded five against Bolton. Toto started the first game of the season and got himself injured. So delighted for those two coming back in. And it really will hopefully set the result now for the team. You know, that's going to make such a difference, I think.
Stuart, thoughts on Morsi?
Classy again. I thought Evans was the better of the two. Bit of a silly booking in the halfway through the second half, wasn't it? But he's always got that in him, I guess. That's the problem you're going to face. You know, he's going to get suspended at times. But those two are going to be so crucial to how we play, and both were superb tonight. But for me, Evans was slightly ahead of him, I think.
A suggestion here from Nathan Hall. Still think Fraser could do a great job alongside Morsi. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. I'd worry it'd be a bit lightweight. You'd have to do that against the right kind of opposition. You know, I guess we saw that with Harper at the start of the season. If the second sitter isn't as disciplined as the first one, you can get pulled out of shape quite easily, can't you?
Yeah. Edmondson, lots of praise for Edmondson tonight
as well. Tonight. Yeah, really did well.
Eric's back. Love the first touch over the shoulder from Burns on the 79th minute-ish. Yeah, down the right-hand side. That was a
brilliant
lovely
touch.
Bit of control.
Yeah, lovely.
I think I've got Eric Clacton's thumbs up for doing the voice. There you go. I might bring that back at the end. Skip, Luke has a bit of intelligence. Not afraid to go sideways or backwards to get the ball. Yeah.
Nous, isn't it? It's that.
Doesn't make many mistakes on the ball, does he, Luke?
No, it's that experience. You can tell he's played at a higher level. His touch is good. His awareness is good. And like Skip says there, you know, he's perfectly happy just to recycle it a little bit if there's no obvious option on. So, yeah, very, very happy with him. No issues with him playing at all these days.
Pete Girls, who's the more impressive 0-0, Danasian or Aluko? Or a bit
it's
of got, both.
It's got to be Danasian from where he's come from, isn't it? You know, I mean, Christ, he was, what, bought in under Hurst, barely played, loaned out. Lambert didn't rate him, loaned out, plays a bit, loaned out, comes back. It's for me, it's Danasian.
Robert, I see you in the comments and I appreciate you. You are buzzing right now. I just can't put naughty words on the screen is all. So I would put it up otherwise. So do give us another chat and we'll try and get your name up on the screen. Flynn Evans in midfield looks completely different player alongside Morsi. Yeah, a lot of people saying that.
Pressure's
that combination,
lifted, yeah.
Yeah, definitely working. Skip, Danasi was never a zero. I mean, he was for Lambert and there was some weird Lambert bomb squad dynamic there. But
well, Lambert said he was centre-back all along, didn't he? And he binned him off to Fleetwood. And then potentially, did that relationship between Burns and Danasian start at Fleetwood, do you reckon, last year?
Maybe.
Do you reckon they played together for a six-month period when they were there? I'm not sure. I'll need to check that. But yeah, that could really have come back to bear fruit for us, because a very strange career he's had so far here. He always does a good job, I think. You know what you're going to get from him. Apparently, he's a great guy around the place. He's quite vocal, which I like as well. And I'm really, really happy for him.
Yep. And I think a lot of us thought that Danasian could do a job. He's a 6 to 7 out of 10. That's harsh. A 7 out of 10 player most weeks. And that's really underrated, I think, at this level. And the fact that Lambert jettisoned him and Hurst didn't really figure him out. And, you know, good on Paul Cook. It's a bit of success there.
Well, the natural thing to do would have been to release him, wouldn't it, in the summer? You know, he was out of contract. He's barely played for, what, two different managers? I was quite surprised when Cook sort of gave him a chance to prove himself. But fair play, he did. He got the extension triggered. And yeah, he's looking really good now. And like I say, if he continues this up, they will be talking to him about a new deal, because it's really deserved.
Yep. Slightly conscious that we're ticking over, so I want to start seeing some predictions for Saturday, the lineups or scorelines, and then we'll close that out there. Also, keep those likes coming. Thanks to James for a thumbs up on Facebook. Please do so on YouTube as well. And hello to Twitter as well. Underrated. If you're watching on Periscope via Twitter, we're loving to have you with us as well. Speaking of, Mike is on Facebook. There you go. Failed there. At the game tonight, walking back for the match, felt from the start that Pompey winner. Mike had the confidence. Mike's a confident person. Now you need to find Mike around the ground, taking excellent photos. At Turbo the Sailor is his Twitter handle. Go and follow Mike, and you might be papped like I was a few weeks ago in an unflattering manner. So do go and say hi to Mike. But let us know what you thought of the game overall. But confident, he thought Pompey were there for the taking. Chris, great to have Chris with us. Strange though, some of the stand-up players this season have not been the marquee signings. Bonner, Luko, Burns, and not many saw JD stepping up like this either. Conceded Mike's back, because he had 4 versus Cambridge, 4 to Rotherham, now us. So
yeah, they're in a really bad run of form, aren't they?
Yeah, there you go, giving us his insights there. Robert's back. We have to splash the cash to sign Bonnie on a permanent deal in January. Yeah. Lots of love for Dinassi in as well. Will, really hope we can back this up with a good performance and a win on Saturday. And Seb, that's
crucial. Yeah, this is so many times this season after the, you know, we were this high after the Doncaster game. We really thought it was going to be liftoff and then came straight back down to earth at the bump against Accrington. So it's vital now we can really look to kick on the weekend before we go into the likes of Plymouth, Sunderland and Wickham away.
Russell, plenty of Aussies on this morning. Performance worth waking up for. Don't be too jealous. Cold and wet here in Sydney this morning as well. There you go. It's not always sunny down under, but it mostly typically is in comparison. Lots of praise for Evans. We'll just put this on from SWGF. Made the pass before the assist on a couple of occasions. The pre-assist, or the pass before the assist, the pre-assist. Yeah. And as you said, Seb, really vital defensive contributions and positional. We know that he was capable of that, and we saw it early on, and then he had a bit of a lull, but he's definitely coming back into some form, and that hat-trick definitely helped. Rob D, I'll take your word for this, Rob, sixth in the form table now, so
things... Moving up. Hopefully momentum is starting.
There you go. Pete, will this be on the podcast? Yeah, we'll put this down the pod feed from tomorrow morning. So if you join us partway through and want to listen to all of the discussion, we talked through the match earlier, we've obviously gone through all of your questions, that will be available down the pod feed as usual. Flynn's asking for a score prediction for Saturday, so let's get the ball rolling on that, Seb.
I'm going to be confident, which I probably shouldn't be because we're through town, but I think we'll win 2-0 on Saturday. I just think this is now the start of something. You know, we've got settled players and settled positions, and I really think we could look to kick on now.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair shout as well. And thoughts on the team lineup? Would you change anything?
I probably wouldn't, assuming everyone's fit with injury-wise. You know, I can't see any reason to change anything. Aluko deserves to keep his place. Walton will be the number one, I think, now. And yeah, everybody else, I can't think why you would change it. But the great thing is, if it's not working in 60 minutes, then you can turn to the bench and see the likes of Burns and Selena and Edwards and stuff. So yeah, for me, I don't think I'd change much. Maybe Edwards dropping out potentially if Fraser is fit, if you want to go down that way and tuck in slightly a bit more in the midfield. But no, for me, at least 10 of those 11 should start.
Yep. And Nick makes the point, even to Nick Muller, 4 goals in one game, all different scorers.
Yeah, and I saw a thing the club tweeted saying our last 8 goals have come from Aluko, Bon and Chaplin. So a nice little understanding brewing from those three at the moment.
Yeah. Kieran, greetings from Australia. Another Kieran. G'day. Well worth getting up at 5 a.m. to watch the performance. Wonderful display. And thank you for joining us as well. Rob, can we just pause to acknowledge that we have a striker who's scored 10, in brackets 10, league goals before Halloween? Yeah.
I mean, that can't have happened since Johnson in the promotion year. I mean, even Daryl Murphy, I don't think, was at 10 before Halloween. So, yeah, please, long may it continue. And please, Ashton, go and sign him.
Nick's going for 5 against Fleetwood and Kieran's hoping so. Australia town down, and that's what we want. Aussie road trip for Skip. Here we go. Monty, stop over in Saul on the way for a mini pod. Why not, Monty? Adelaide, all the bidding is started now for the Australia tour. So this is good. I'm going to try and skip through plenty of these. We're going to the last 5 minutes and we'll finish there. What have we got? There you go, Seb. Andrew Pearson, important if he remains fit, going to start the rest of the games?
I think so, yeah. Clearly, Cook wanted to bring him in. He wanted 2 keepers all summer. He got Hlaki pretty early. Walton was clearly who he wanted, and I think if he's fit, he'll start every game.
Yep. What else have we got? Alex, try not to go over the top after a good win, as we would after a poor result, but bloody hell, I enjoyed that. Yeah, Alex, I think we all love that as well. Elliot's loving it as well. This is good to hear. Jules, great win, especially sitting with a Pompey. Jules, it's great to hear from. We spoke about talking, you.
Yeah, we were wondering how you were getting on. If you were going,
you might
crazy
pitch invade on the
third or fourth goals went in.
And you can tell us whether there were any Checkbook FC chance. And also, I think Stuart Watson tweeted about this, Seb. Did someone throw an apple?
Apparently someone threw an apple at Cook. I don't know what the relevance of an apple is. Apparently Gary Roberts just turned around in disgust, but yeah, he left there quite acrimoniously, didn't he? Didn't he go to Wigan and they were saying that they were the bigger side, etc. So yeah, potentially it was a bit of a frosty end, but obviously no one wants to see that, do they?
No, and thoughts on this? Coulson instead of Penny, that's our dream team, Elliot reckons.
Yeah, I mean, Penny, I think, has done all right, isn't he? I mean, he wasn't great at the weekend. So Cambridge is probably his worst game for us. But you know, I think if he were to be dropped, I think it might be a little bit harsh.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's the corroboration there on the, I think, the apples. Alex, I think I spilled Bake Off my daughter cheering in the corner of the living room with the headphones on. Yeah, yeast-related cakes, I think, was the signature this evening. So, definitely worth a watch on catch up there. What else have we got in the chats? Lots of stuff about Edmondson, lots of stuff about, oh, I see the L word. Alex mentions Paul Lambert. There you go. Rob, did Aston Burns hardly shed a pitch, apparently?
There you go. Yeah, again, my insight is flawed.
Yeah. Tune into the
sometimes the facts will be wrong. Yeah. More insight like that. Tune in on Friday nights.
Jules, 3 points. Don't care if it's a 1-0. It's a 4-0 tonight, though. Isn't that good? Oh, come on, Pete Girls. Saturday, 2-2, obviously. Come on. About to be garbage. 2-2. Oh, come on, Will. Where's all the negativity gone? Michael, 2-0 would win. Janoid and Asin to score. He does deserve it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Really hard to change lineup Saturday if no knocks from tonight, says Alex. I think we agree with that. Andreas, even to you, 3-0 Town. He's going for Harrison, 2-1 against Fleetwood Morsey on the score sheet. Oh, Hill. You've even got an away prediction for the scorer there. That's good, isn't it? Eric wants a win for Saturday just for his sanity. Michael's bragging about the temperature of Brisbane. 29 degrees, everyone.
Nice.
Ooh, there we go. Paul, I think we've dealt with changes for Saturday. Perhaps we should trust Booker to make the changes that he wants to make. Perhaps we need to rotate to keep the momentum. Thoughts about that one, Seb?
Yeah, potentially. Maybe it would be harsh, though, wouldn't it, drop any of tonight's performers? You know, I get that. If you want to keep the momentum, do you get people who are hungry in to come in and prove a point and look to make the position their own? But I wouldn't be looking to change much after that result, to be honest.
Chris is going for a 2-1. We'll make heavy weather of it. Yeah, probably right. Yeah. Burns and Luko to be the wide players for Michael. That's interesting. And Luko did shove over to the other side, didn't he?
He did, yeah. I think he was a bit less effective out there, but that might just be the way the game kind of went. Burns, I really like Burns. You know what you're going to get with him. Direct running all game. He's so direct. And I'd have no real issues with those two on the wings.
Yeah, tricky, as Rob says, decision for Cook. In a good way. Lots of these good decisions now, Penny or Cook, when the latter is available. Again, David singing the praises of Mike the Sailor and Turbo the Sailor, I think, is his Twitter name.
Yep.
Good follow for the photos. Here, agree with that. Aussie road trip, only 19 hours in the car from Melbourne to Brisbane. Wow. You know, getting a plane, but COP26, we need to be environmentally friendly here. Saturday, David, happy with a 1-0 off the backside of any player. Yeah, we'll take that. Buy you a beer at the women's match at Felixstowe if we win on Saturday. I'll take that, Paul. I will be there on Sunday to see ITFC women. And I might have a David Diamond with me as well. I'm free from COVID isolation. So hopefully, yeah, we'll be there on Saturday and it'll be great to see if anyone wants to join us there as well. Skip, nice to see Chaplin applauded by the Pom fans around the ground. Yeah.
Yeah, rare it was nice, happens. Wasn't it? Yeah, it was nice to see.
Yep. And Kieran, I feel like I should end on this one. 100% winning ratio from my last one game. An average of 4 goals. Promotion form. Here, Kieran. Loving that positivity. Sindre, evening. Prepare for the incorrect pronunciation of my name. Elbow cough. Sindre. We'll do it. The Don to score on Saturday, I saw. Who's the Don?
Danassian.
Don. The Don. That's a great nickname. We should call him that, the Don. James B, we're starting that. Build. Great night, safety guy 20. Any last-minute shout-outs, any last-minute predictions, get them in now. I'm just going to, because we're feeling some momentum and because we're feeling positivity, I'm going to put the league table up on the screen, so we can have a look at that.
We're nearly in the top half.
Nosebleeds. Worth mentioning some results tonight. As I said, Charlton down the bottom. Looks like Nigel Adkins' time might be running out there. 3-2 defeat at home for them. Sunderland, though, at the top, just battering everyone, aren't they? Crewe beaten 4-0 tonight. Who else are we looking at?
Well, didn't Wigan MK Dons finish?
Plymouth 3, Bolton 0. So Bolton on the back of some real hidings against promotion rivals, which I guess is to be expected. Ian Everett suggesting they're the best team in League One. Might need to revise that. Plymouth really on song at the moment. Rotherham 0, Wickham 0, which is handy. As you mentioned, though, Seb, Wigan 1, MK Dons 2. You see, they are human after all there. So interesting. It's an interesting league, isn't it?
Anybody can beat anybody. It's crazy. But Plymouth are looking ridiculously good. I mean, that's come out of nowhere, really. You know, it's going to be a really, really tough game. I think the old Mick McCarthy of take a point before you step on the bus will apply at the end of next week.
Final thoughts then, as we I'll put the score up for everyone's enjoyment there. Portsmouth 0, Ipswich Town 4, the score tonight. Goals from Bonn, Chaplin, Aluko and Burns as Town move up the table.
Town get to 13th in League 1. 13th.
And as I mentioned before, all of the information for all the podcasts, we have a nice, shiny new website. Thank you to Michael Shaw for designing that for us. And BlueMondayITFC.co.uk. All of the links for our socials, our videos, our audios, our support the channel donations, if you want to do that. We'd be very appreciative if you want to do that. But we do this for the joy, the love of it, the 4-0s. And we forget all about these live shows when they were 0-0 and 1-0s and nonsense like that, Seb. So I will come to you for the final word in a second. But let's just skip through some final words from everyone else. Thanks to Skip. Love the post-match chat. Yeah, we'll do more of these, I think. The midweek games, I think this has gone down well. So we'll definitely do some of that. Eric Hitchmo is not agreeing with apple throwing in the workplace. Quite right, Eric. Charlie D, thanks for joining us. Nathan Hall, another 7 points from the next three, and I'll firmly believe it's our year.
Well, yeah, that's a couple of difficult away games as well. So that'd be an absolutely superb return, wouldn't it?
Jules giving us the insights from the game. Brilliant, mate. Noel Stan emptied after our second went in. So funny. Chaplin done a walk around the pitch after a sub. Now getting off the train at Hedgen. Safe journey home, Jules. Thanks for joining us. Michael, thank you as well. Have a great day. All the best for everyone in and outside of Australia. Yeah, have a great day, everyone in Australia today. Work hard, play hard, all that fun stuff, and enjoy the weather. Eric, thank you for joining us as well. Thank you. As we said, mentioned, it will be on the pod feed from tomorrow morning as well. Whenever you're listening to that, I guess it doesn't matter. But for those of you who are joining us live, it'll be tomorrow. Eric's enjoyed himself. I don't know who that photo is, or maybe I don't. Rob, let's be honest, it's not been much fun being a Town fan in recent years, has it? Great to have a taste of positivity tonight. Yes, let's tap this and hope that we can have more like this. Sindre, just bought the away 78-79 kit. It's a beautiful piece. Football Shirt Friday. Join us on Friday for that. And Gary, we're on for a playoff spot at least. There you go. Here's the positivity. Evening to Dr. Zach King. Thanks, guys. Great chat. Great game. Here. Let's end with David. Come on, you Blues, for Saturday. Seb, I will hand over to you for the final word.
Great result. Thank you to everybody for joining in tonight. And let's keep the momentum going and batter Fleetwood on Saturday. Come on, you Blues.
It's the promotion running. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much-needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nugget and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.